美丽的歌声，美丽的琴声，感谢赞美天上的真神。
The beautiful rhythm and the words praises our God in heaven.
很高兴啊，在这里奉耶稣的圣名跟大家一起来分享圣经宝贵的真理。
I'm very joyful that I can be here to share with you the truth of the Bible.
圣经里头有一句话说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
The Bible tells us that what lasts is love, hope, and faith.
其中最大的就是爱。
Of which love is the greatest.
真的，在很多的时候，爱大大的改变了我们的想法，我们的生活。
In many circumstances, love will change the way we behave and the way we live.
在我们最绝望的时候，爱让我们重新燃起了希望。
In the darkest of our times, love will raise hope in us.
很多的时候，我们很期望的就是能够得着爱。
Oftentimes we hope for love.
很多的时候，我们很多的努力就是为了来付出爱。
And oftentimes we work really hard in order out of the love for our family.
爱让很多的事情成为必须，成为有意义。
And love brings meaning to many things that we do.
爱带来最大的鼓励。
And love is the greatest encouragement.
在许许多多爱的故事里头，最大的爱是什么？
What is the greatest story of love that we have ever heard?
想想看，在我们的人生里头，我们所领受过的最大的爱是什么？
What is the greatest love that we have received in our lives?
我想很多人都愿意同意，最大的爱就是那种爱的牺牲。
Many people will agree that the greatest love is the sacrifice made out of love.
很多这样的事迹故事让我们感动啊，让我们得到激励。
And many such stories have touched our lives and encouraged us to go on.
当然最大的爱是来自于这一位又真又活的神。
And of all the love, the greatest of them all did come from our God, the living God.
神一切的爱里头也包括了这一项爱的牺牲。
His love included the sacrifice of himself.
就是借着耶稣基督来显明出来。
Through his son's crucifixion, he manifests his love to us.
请我们先来看圣经罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按着所定的日期为罪人死。
You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
在这里，保罗提到为什么主耶稣来到这个世界上。
Paul mentioned the purpose of Christ's coming.
就是为罪人死。
That is to die for the sinners.
当然，这也告诉我们为什么主耶稣他死在十字架上。
This also explains to us.The purpose of Christ's crucifixion.
第七节
Verse 7.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死，或者有敢做的。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die.
如果生命是最宝贵的，那么最大的牺牲就是舍掉生命。
If our life is the most valuable thing we have, then the sacrifice of our life is the manifestation of the greatest love.
虽然我们很多的时候很愿意来付出我们的爱
Often we like to love people
但是谈到舍掉自己的生命我想我们会有很多的保留
Yet oftentimes we stop loving the person when we are asked to sacrifice our lives for them
这里提到为那个好人人人死或者有愿意做的有敢做的
Someone might die for a good man
第八节
Verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这里说到主耶稣基督他是为罪人而死。
Christ, He died for sinners.
从表面上我们都知道主耶稣他被钉十字架而死。
Jesus died when He was crucified.
这是一种爱的牺牲。
That was a sacrifice of love.
但是在这里头， 它所包括的意义以及它所带来的结果，是我们也应该去知道的。
Yet we must also understand the meaning and the consequences of his sacrifice.
很多的时候，我们从人世间的事情来帮助我们了解神的爱、神的事情。
Oftentimes we learn about God's love and God's will through the things that happen to us.
我想要用旧约圣经里头的一段历史故事，跟我们一起来思想主耶稣的牺牲里头他的意义以及他所带来的结果。
And I'd like to share with you a passage from the Old Testament so that we can learn about the meaning and the consequences of Christ's death.
当然每一段历史的事迹里头也包括了对我们人生的一些的启发。
In every passage in the Bible, there is also a revelation for us in how we should live.
我们请来看圣经历代志上十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 11.
历代志上十一章十五节。
First Chronicles chapter 11 verse 15。
十五节，三十个勇士中有三个人下到磐石那里，进了亚杜兰洞，见大卫、非利士的军队在利华因谷安营。历代志上十一章。
15. Three of the 30 chiefs came down to David to the rock at the cave of Adullam.While a band of Philistines was camped in the valley of Rephaim.
这一段历史的故事是跟大卫王有关系。
This passage relates to King David.
大卫是圣经当中以色列人的一位英雄。
David was a hero to the Israelites.
英雄人物的每一段事迹都充满着一些神奇的事情。
The life of the heroes often contain miracles.
这里提到有三个勇士，他们来找大卫。
Here it tells us that three of the 30 chiefs came to see David.
十六节。
Verse 16.
那时大卫在山寨非利士人的皇营，在伯利恒。
At that time, David was in the stronghold, and the Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem.
十七节，大卫可想说，甚愿有人将伯利恒城门旁。井里的水打来给我喝。
17. David longed for water and said, Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem.
18节，这三个勇士就闯过非利士人的营盘，从伯利恒城门旁的井里打水，拿来奉给大卫，他却不敢喝，将水奠在主面前。
18. So the three broke through the Philistine lines, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem.And carried it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord.
大卫说，十九节，大卫说，我的神啊，这三个人冒死去打水，这水好像他们的血一般，我断不敢喝。如此，大卫不肯喝，这是三个勇士所做的事。
19. God forbid that I should do this, he said. Should I drink the blood of these men who went at the risk of their lives? Because they risked their lives to bring him back, David would not drink it.
这里提到这时候的大卫，他是躲藏在这个亚杜兰洞。
David at this time hid in the rocks of Adullam.
这是大卫人生当中一段苦难的日子。
This was a time of tribulation for David.
他是一个爱国家、忠于国王的一个人。
He was loyal to his king.
但是却被国王误会，甚至国王要除掉他。
Yet his king misunderstood him and wanted his life.
所以大卫他从一位将军变成一位通缉犯。
So he, from his position of being a general, became a refugee.
那在这样的情景之下，大家不愿意惹事，所以很多人一定离开了大卫。
Under the circumstances, many of his friends and fellow generals have left him.
但是总是还有一些对他很好的人。很忠于他的人愿意继续跟随着他。
Yes, some of his captains were still loyal to him and followed him.
在人的生活当中，人是会怜悯这个弱势的人。Minority.
Oftentimes we have pity upon those who are weak.
但是我们不大多数的人是不会去，是愿意追随那个强者。
Yeah, oftentimes most of us will wish to follow those who are strong.
所以不会去为弱势者来努力。
And thus none of us will really serve those who are in a lower position.
所以我们看到这些人对大卫啊，不但是那种忠心啊，更是那种爱。
These three men were loyal to David and loved David.
没有看大卫正失败的时候而来摒弃大卫。
They did not depart from David because David was a refuge.
甚至他们愿意尽他们的力量来保护大卫的生命。
In fact, they offered up their lives to protect David's.
所以他们也冒着生命危险来到大卫所在的地方。
So they risked their lives to come to see David.
他们要来看看大卫是不是安全。
To see whether or not David was still alive.
他们愿意为大卫，甚至愿意为大卫来牺牲生命。
They were willing to sacrifice their lives for David.
大卫躲藏，好，为了不让这个扫罗杀害他啊，所以大卫是到处的在躲藏。
And David moved from place to place in order to hide from Saul.
这时候这里提到说，这个非利士人啊，他们正在一个地方叫做伯利恒。
In this passage, the Philistines camped at Bethlehem.
这个本来大卫啊，他总是击败这些非利士人。
In the past, David used to defeat the Philistines.
但是现在啊，大卫他不再拥有那个正规的军队。
Yet as a refugee, he no longer had an army to command.
所以他也不是非利士人的对手。
Thus, he was not a fitting opponent for the Philistines.
在这里提到说这个整段的故事啊，我们来看看这个所谓的爱的牺牲。
So let's take a look at this passage to see how people sacrifice their lives.
那这一种的爱，它如何来激励我们
？And how their love could encourage us.
主耶稣的爱就是牺牲的爱。
The love of Christ is a love of sacrifice.
主耶稣的爱最能够激励我们。
And the love of Jesus Christ can encourage us.
在这里十七啊，历代志上十一章十七节说，大卫他突然想到说，他想喝那个伯利恒城井，这个城旁的那个井里的水。
In this passage, David wished to have the water from the well by the gate of Bethlehem.
这个伯利恒原来是大卫的故乡。
Bethlehem was David's hometown.
大卫在那边成长。
He grew up in Bethlehem.
大卫在那边牧羊。
He shepherded near Bethlehem.
大卫的牧羊生活也影响着他整个人生。
And his life of being a shepherd also set his view on life.
还有很重要的，他也在那个地方被撒母耳先知来膏他将来要当王。
And he was ordained by the prophet Samuel at Bethlehem.
所以这个伯利恒城对大卫来讲啊，是一个永远难忘的一个地方。
To David, Bethlehem was the center of his life.
在这逃难的当中，他也常常想到他的故乡。
Being a refugee, he often remembered his home.
在这个时候，他就在故乡的旁边。
At this time, he was next to his home.
但是他不能够进入故乡。
Yet he could not go into Bethlehem.
因为这个伯利恒是被非利士的军队所占领的。
Because Philistines had occupied that city.
在他的记忆里头，有一件事情，他想到那个井里的水。
In his memory, he still cherished the water from the well by the gate of Bethlehem.
或许那个水并不是真的是那么的甘甜。
Although the water may not be sweet.
但是在这个情况之下，就突然觉得说那个水是多么的甘甜。
Yet he longed for it because he had it in his childhood.
因为这是他记忆当中的一件事情。
Because the water was memorable to him.
在我们的生活当中，我们也都对过去会有一些的记忆，会有一些的怀念。
In our lives, we have memories of good things and bad things in the past.
每一件事情总是它有它的正面跟反面。
In every event that happened to us, there are good sides to it and bad sides.
你觉得记忆怀旧是好呢，还是不好？
those events, do those events bring us good or bad memories?
其实有好有坏。
In fact, each of them brings some good and bad memories.
常常怀旧是让我们生活当中很多力量动机的来源。
Reminiscing of things in the past often bring us life, bring us strength in our lives.
我们请参考耶稣雅记十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 14.
Joshua chapter 14, verse 9.
Joshua chapter 14, verse 9.
第九节，当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙，永远为业，因为你专心跟从主我的神。
Verse 9. So on that day Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.
这是在经过一件很重大的事情之后，神借着摩西对迦勒所说的话。
And God spoke through Moses to Caleb after a important event had happened.
第十节。
Verse 10.
自从神对摩西说这话的时候，神照他所应许的，使我存活这45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走。看哪，如今我85岁了。
Now then, just as the Lord had promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time He said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old.
很快的时间过了45年。
45 years passed rapidly.
45年前的这一件事情。这一句话一直留在迦勒的心中。
The words that Moses spoke 45 years ago remain in Caleb's heart.
这常常成为他怀旧记忆里头的一个重要的事情。
It became a center of his life.
那也因为这一句话就这样子伴随着迦勒过了45年。
Because of God's promise, Caleb lived the next 45 years with hope.
他说我现在85岁了。
He claimed that he is now 85 years old.
那他的情况是怎样呢？
What was he like physically?
11节。
Verse 11.
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then.
这个记忆来支撑着他，我要勇敢有力量的活下去。
His memory sustained him for 45 years in order to live for the Lord.
无论在任何的艰难，我要活着进入迦南地。
And regardless what difficulties he encountered, he knew he was to enter the land of Canaan alive.
也因为这一个记忆，所以他继续不断的专心的来跟从神。
Because of God's promise, he faithfully followed the Lord.
这里他提到说，他现在跟45年前是一样的。
Caleb stated that he is just the same as he was 45 years ago.
所以这一个层面的这一种怀旧记忆是好的。
His memory brought good things to him.
我们请再参考《传道书》第七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 10.
传道书第七章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 10.
第十节，不要说先前的日子强过如今的日子，是什么缘故呢？你这样问，不是出于智慧。
Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions.
这里提到另外一种的记忆怀旧啊。是不智慧的。
Here is a foolish style of remembering things.
很多的时候，当我们在怀念过去的时候，我们会把过去把它给美化了。
Oftentimes we beautify our memories.
很有可能因为我们现在的遭遇并不是我们喜欢的，并不是很顺利。
Because of what we encounter presently.
那所以呢，我们更容易去美化我们的过去。
Because of our tribulations at this time, we often make our memories more beautiful than they were.
哦，这样子更能够让我们对现在的不满跟抱怨啊，有很好的理由。
And this gives us a good reason to escape from the present.
这是一个啊，这个移民的国家。
And for example, we have immigrated to the United States.
啊，来到这里啊，不论我们来多久，总是继续的还有一些的挑战。一些的困难在我们的生活里头。
Regardless of how long we've been in the United States, we will still encounter difficulties.
啊，所以我们常常或多或少，我们自己或听到别人啊，会谈到过去我们在我们的故乡是如何又如何。
And oftentimes we will discuss how we were before we emigrated to the United States.
我们其实啊，常常我们把过去美化了。
Yet in those discussions, we also make things better than they were.
啊，我们只是在不满，在抱怨着我们的现况。
Out of our discontent for the present situation. 啊，
传道书告诉我们说，其实这样子是没有智慧的。
Ecclesiastes tells us that such a habit is foolish.
啊，其实我们更应该靠着主耶稣的怜悯恩典，我们来面对现在，我们来突破我们现在的困境。
Rather, what we should do is to rely upon the strength and the blessings of God to face our challenge.
哦，但是那一种渴望着来恢复过去的那个真实的好美好，这是对的。
Although it is good to recall the past,
我们的过去真的也常常充满着一些对的好的美的事情。
And although in the past there were good things that happened.
在我们信仰的历程当中也是这样子。
It is the same in our life of faith.
我们都曾经有过很爱主的时刻。
There were times that we loved the Lord dearly.
我们都曾经有非常热心的时刻。
There were the times that we served God fervently.
我们都有那信仰非常有力量的时刻。
And there were times when our faith was very strong.
在我们的生活当中也是一样，我们拥有一段很喜乐很幸福的日子。
And in our lives, we also have had times of joy.
哦，那我们渴望的去恢复那过昔日的美好。
And we strive to bring back the old times.
这样的怀旧是好的，是正面的。
It is good to strive to bring back the good times.
请参考启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章第四节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 4.
第四节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love.
在这里主耶稣提醒这个以弗所教会，要他们去想起他们那个起初的爱心。
Jesus reminded the church at Ephesus to rekindle their first love.
过去你们有那样子的爱心，现在你们应该可以去恢复，应该可以仍然去拥有。
Jesus tell them that if you have loved me in the past so fervently, now you can too.
我们再请参考希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14.
十四节，我们若将起初切实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有困难。
We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
这里说将那起初的信心坚持到底。
Here it tells us to keep that confidence till the end.
在我们刚接触这个道理的时候。
When we first encountered the truth.
在我们刚领受圣灵的时候。
When we first received the Holy Spirit.
在我们决定要接受洗礼的时候。
When we decided to be baptized.
那个就是最原始起初的信心。
That was the very first.The very foundation of our faith.
那是一个非常单纯、非常实在、非常真实的信心。
It was a simple yet solid faith.
我们要去渴望去恢复那一种最原始的爱心跟信心。
And yet we also need to revive our faith currently to that of the past.
我们在这个怀念过去的时候，我们是否有这样的渴望？
When we remember the past.Are we encouraged to revive our faith?
在 主耶稣的恩惠里头，我们应该有这样的渴望。
If we live under the grace of God, we need to have that hope.
我们再回到大卫的故事。
Let's return to the story of David.
大卫想到伯利恒城的那一口井。
David thought of the well at the gate of the Bethlehem.
他期望能够喝到井里的水。
He wished to have a taste of that water.
或许大卫只是突然想到这样说。
Although David might have stated it out of his reminiscence.
但是听在这三个人的耳中，他们真的把他当一回事。
Yet his commanders thought that statement to be a command.
所以这三个人，他们不是只是一个蛮长的距离去拿水而已。
So for these three men, they didn't just travel a long distance.
他们是要去面对着他们的敌人腓利士人。
They had to face their enemies, the Philistines.
所以他们是要冒着生命的危险才能够从井里拿到水。
For them to obtain that water, they had to risk their lives.
他们清楚地知道伯利恒现在被腓利士人所占领。
They understood that the Philistines had occupied Bethlehem.
但是这三个勇士他们仍然前往。
Yet these three commanders of David marched forward.
进入敌人所占领的地方。
They crossed the enemy lines.
这是将他们自己的生命摆在极危险的状况里头。
Risking their lives.
纵然他们是勇士，但是他们一定敌不过这么多的众多的敌人。
Although they were good soldiers, yet it was difficult for them to face that many enemies.
圣经描述说，他们必须闯过敌人的营盘。
The Bible describes that they charged through the enemy lines.
那真的，他们这样做了。
And they did so.
在圣经里头，我们常常提到活水。
In the Bible, the living water has been mentioned many times.
有时候我们说生命的活水。
Sometimes we describe the living water as that of the source of life.
我们不断的在享有这生命的活水。
And we strive to receive that living water.
那我们知道吗？这生命的活水就是像这三个人这样子去得来的。
Do we know that in order to receive or obtain that living water, we need to sacrifice our lives as these three commanders of David?
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
The Gospel of John chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”
Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again."
这个水就是这个雅各井里的水。
The water came out of the well dug by Jacob.
十四节。
14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
这是主耶稣的邀请，是主耶稣的应许。
This is an invitation and promise from Jesus.
在前面的第十节，第四章第十节。
In verse 10 of chapter 4.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Jesus answered the Samaritan woman that if you knew the gift of God and who it is that you ask, that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
这里主耶稣告诉这位妇女说，你求我就给你。
Jesus had told the Samaritan woman that if you ask, I will give.
今天主耶稣对我们每一个人都是这样子讲，你求我就给你。
This is the same promise that Jesus has for every one of us today.
主耶稣他答应要将生命的活水来赐给我们。
He has promised us the living water of life.
答应通常只是非常简单、非常简短的一句话。
It is easy for Jesus to make that promise.
就我们人来讲也是一样，很短的一很简单的一句话就是一个承诺。
It is easy for us to hear that promise.
但是问题是要去实现那一个承诺，那常常是有很多的努力，甚至是很不容易的。
Yeah, what must we do in order for that promise to be fulfilled will be much more difficult.
哦，所以我们常常会收到所谓的不能够实现的承诺。
And we often think that this promise is impossible to achieve.
那主耶稣说了就算。
Yet, when Jesus has promised, he will fulfill.
那主耶稣如何将活水来赐给我们？
How does Jesus give us this living water?
他像这三个人一样，是冒着生命的危险。
He has fulfilled that promise as the three commanders of David.
他像这三个人一样，是闯入了敌人的阵线。
He himself had marched through the enemy lines.
我们请参考希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9.
第九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
Verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
这里说主耶稣为人人尝了死味。
Jesus had tasted death for everyone.
那意思就是说这个死味本来是我们每一个人要去尝的。
Meaning that he has taken the death for each one of us unto himself.
啊，我们所常常看到的是死亡的现象。
We often see death in people around us.
啊，但是这个死它还有其他的层面。
Yet there are other aspects to death than simply dying.
死其实它是一个范围。
Death becomes a domain.
死其实它是一个一股的势力。
Death is a force.
我们人本来都在这个范围里头。
We live under the dominion of death.
我们本来都是在死的这个势力辖制里头。
We live under the control of death.
那个死的现象其实是不可怕的。
Death itself is not scary or frightful.
那个可怕的是你在这个范围这个势力里头。
What is frightful is that we live under its power.
你可以用任何的最可怕的最负面的形容来形容这个范围这个力量。
The power of death and the force of death is the most frightful thing we will encounter.
这是我们本来我们所属的。
And dying and being under the power of death is or was our destiny.
哦，那个最可怕最痛苦的本来是我们要去尝的要去承受的。
It was in our future to taste our death.
哦，本来我们是属于死的范围，我们没有生命的。
And we had no part with life.
主耶稣他要将这生命的活水来赐给我们。
But in order for us to receive that living water from Jesus,
所以他必须为我们来进入这个范围里头。
He must enter into the kingdom of death.
谁属于这个范围？
Who belong to that kingdom?
就是本来我们这个生来就带着罪的人是属于这个范围。
It was all of us who were born under sin.
主耶稣他承担了我们众人的罪。
He had borne our sin.
他为我们来成为了属于这个范围。
Instead of us, he took up our place and died.
并且他为我们来受了审判，而来接受刑罚。
He took up our place and be judged and was judged by God.
所以他为我们死在十字架上。
So that he was crucified on the cross.
而且他进入了死的那一个范围。
And he entered into the domain of death.
为我们人人尝了死味。
To taste it for us.
但是他复活了。
Yet he also resurrected.
他胜过了这个死的力量。
He overcame the force of death.
他从这个死里头来出来了。
He escaped the grasp of death.
他的得胜要成为我们的得胜。
And his victory shall be ours.
他的得胜就带给我们那永远的生命。
And his victory has brought us eternal life.
很多的爱的这种牺牲奉献啊，才有我们今天所拥有的。
And we can have the hope for eternal life because of the sacrifices that Jesus has made.
我们有时候会很骄傲的说，我们是生活在一个自由的地区。
Although we may be proud about us living in a free country.
啊，我们目前所拥有的自由是有多少人的？这种牺牲奋斗而才让我们拥有的。
Yet our freedom were obtained through the blood of many who had died.
就好像我们说以前的人种树，我们今天来享受树上的果子。
Just as we can enjoy the shades and the fruit of the trees that were planted by our ancestors.
绝大部分的人都有父母亲多少的爱，多少的牺牲，才有今天的我们。
And many are alive today because of the sacrifices of our parents.
所以我们常常想到父母亲的牺牲，父母亲的爱，成为我们生活当中一个很大的力量，很大的鼓励。
Thus, knowing the love of our parents has become an encouragement for all of us.
大卫在历史上，他是一个很好的王。
In the Israeli history, David was a good king.
他也为百姓冒生命的危险，为百姓出尽了他的力量。
He risked his life for his people.
大卫实在是这当中，大卫实在是被这三个人来感动他，来激励他。
And yet David was also touched by his three commanders.
所以当大卫拿到这个水
，That is why when David had received that water,
他不敢喝。
He dare not drink of it.
他说这是极高的价值。
He knew how valuable it was.
他说：“这只有神配得。”
He knew that only God was worthy of that cup.
啊，所以他将这个水来献给神。
And that is why he offered that cup to God.
他说：“这个水就好像这些勇士的血。”
For he knew that that cup of water was similar to the blood of the three men.
这也就是为什么大卫能够为国家、为他的百姓也来做那么大的牺牲。
And with that.Mentality, that is how David could become such a great king for the Israelites.
他能够那么努力的来为国家、为百姓来付出。
He sacrificed his life for his people.
在历史当中，大卫是一个很有作为的王。
In history, David was quite successful.
今天我们也希望我们在生活当中能够有作为。
And we also hope that in our lives we can be accomplished.
今天我们希望我们在生活当中有长进、有改变。
And we strive to make our lives better.
我们要去纪念这一些爱的牺牲。
Yet at the same time, we must also remember the acts of love in the past.
有个姐妹见证，她在有一段时期，她非常的叛逆。
And a sister had testified that in a time in her life, she had been quite rebellious.
啊，但是她的妈妈用讲的实在没办法的，她的妈妈就是不断的为女儿祷告。
And her mother.Out of her only hope was to pray for her daughter.
啊，这个女儿最后被妈妈的这个祷告给感动了。
Eventually, this daughter was touched by the prayer of the mother.
祷告是要花时间的。
It takes time to pray.
祷告也是要花力量的。
It takes energy to pray.
祷告是要花精神的。
It takes concentration to pray.
这个女儿她感受到妈妈在祷告上。所为他做的牺牲。
The daughter felt the sacrifice of the mother.
啊，所以他改变了，他在他的人生当中有所作为。
And so she changed her ways of life.
在信仰的道路上面，我们都想要有所作为。
Also in our life of faith, we need to be accomplished.
我们不想做一个很软弱的。很脆弱的基督徒。
We should never strive to be a weak Christian.
我们都希望我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
We strive to become the soldier of Christ.
啊，我们要被主耶稣的爱来激励。
To do so, we need to be first touched by the love of Christ.
请我们参考哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14。
十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
十五节。
15。
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, that those who live shall no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
保罗是一个在生活当中信仰上很有力量、很有作为的人。
Paul had lived a life of faith.
他常常被主耶稣基督的爱来激励他。
He was often encouraged by the love of Christ.
保罗说，主耶稣为我们众人死，我们众人就死了。
Paul stated that.Christ has died for us, and thus we all died.
我们就像主耶稣一样的对罪死了。
And that we, like Christ, are also dead from sin, from death.
为什么我们会受这个死的辖制？
Why were we controlled by death?
因为罪。
Because of sin.
现在耶稣为我们死，我们对罪，我们是死了。
Now that Jesus has died for us, we are dead to sin.
这个我们对罪的这一个层面，我们已经死了，所以罪对我们就不再有那个效果了。
Because we are dead from sin, we are no longer controlled by sin.
好像一个被通缉的人，他已经死了，法律就这个案子就消掉了，不再追究他了。
Just as the death of a refugee.Will finally deliver him away from the law.
那保罗想到主耶稣的这个牺牲的爱，他充满着力量，充满着作为。
Because of his understanding of the love of Christ, Paul was able to live a life of power.
我们在生活当中要有作为，我们要常常去怀念这些爱的牺牲。
For us to be accomplished in faith, we need to often remember the love of Christ.
尤其我们要去明白，要去纪念主耶稣为我们的爱的牺牲。
We must recount the acts of love that Christ has performed for us.
这样我们一定能够更进步，我们一定能够改变我们自己。
Then can we truly change our lives?
所以在生活当中，有时候我们真的需要放慢脚步，稍微停一下。
Therefore, we must oftentimes slow down our lives and think of the past.
来想想这些爱的牺牲。
To think of the love that we have received from Christ.
来想想主耶稣的牺牲。
And to think of the sacrifices that God has made for all of us.
这样子所谓的自由，所谓的救恩，它会变得更有价值。
Then we will learn to cherish our freedom and our salvation all the more.
在生活当中，我们拥有哪些爱的牺牲呢？
What kind of sacrifices have we received in our lives?
一定有，所以这个我们是我们生活当中的宝贝，我们不要去忽略。
We must have those and we must learn to cherish them.
至少我们有主耶稣这个爱的牺牲。
At least we have the sacrifice from Christ for all of us.
我们一起唱诗345首。
345
请坐。
Please be seated.
当大卫手中拿着这个井里的水，他不敢喝。
Although David held that cup of water, he dared not drink of it.
但是主耶稣却邀请我们要喝他为我们所得来的这个活水。
Yet Jesus invited us to drink of the living water that he had obtained for us.
我想这是我们要去留意的。
This is one thing we need to remember.
这也是主耶稣所做的跟 大卫的故事一个很大不一样的地方。
And that is how that is the contrast that David's invitation differs from that of David's.
我们要喝主耶稣所要给我们的活水。
We need to drink of the living water from Jesus.
我们祷告前，我们请再看一节圣经。
Before we pray, let us read a verse.
启示录二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章十七节。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 17。
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白的起生命的水喝。
The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come." Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
这是圣经里头最后的邀请。
This is the final invitation in the Bible.
这是三层面的邀请。
There are three aspects to this invitation.
当然，包括的最重要的是包括着主耶稣的邀请。
Of the most important of which is the invitation from Jesus.
主耶稣说：“这个口渴的人就当来。
”And Jesus has invited those who are thirsty to come to him.
我们倒不是有这。常常不是有着这个肉体上的口渴
It is not the thirsty that we talk about in our physical life.
而是我们的遭遇我们的生活我们的心灵我们的精神
It is the tribulation and the challenges that we have in our lives that make us thirst.
主耶稣说你来白白的起生命的水喝
Jesus invited us to drink of the water of life for free.
我们接受主耶稣的邀请
We need to accept his invitation.
我们来领受主耶稣所要赐给我们的这个生命的活水。
We come to receive this free living water.
主耶稣的教训，主耶稣的道理要充满我们。
His teachings and his grace will fill our lives.
主耶稣的圣灵要浇灌我们，要充满我们。
His spirit will fill us.
主耶稣的爱要充满我们。
His love will fill us.
这里说这个心腹。也发出这个邀请。
Similarly, the bride also made this invitation.
这个心腹就是教会。
The bride is the church.
我们也要接受教会的邀请。
We must accept the invitation from the church as well.
我们要成为教会的一份子。
We need to become a member of church.
在这里有很多人是被主耶稣的爱所充满。
Many of us have tasted the love of Christ.
在这里你能够来得着这些弟兄姐妹的爱。
Here you can receive the love from the brothers and sisters.
如果你真的你找不到爱，你觉得这个社会没有爱。
If you thirst for love,
你要来。
You need to come.
主耶稣邀请你来。
Jesus himself has invited you.
真的在这里有很多人是已经被主耶稣的爱所充满。
And many people here have been filled with the love of Christ.
他们愿意用主耶稣的爱来爱你。
They are willing to love you with the love of Christ.
主耶稣是听人祷告的神。
Jesus listens to our prayers.
只要你有一个渴慕的心。
As long as you have a heart of thirst.
只要你有一个对过去悔改的心。
As long as you have a heart that is willing to change.
主耶稣听你的祷告。
Jesus will listen to your prayer.
主耶稣的圣灵要浇灌你
，and Jesus' spirit will fill you.
主耶稣的圣灵要充满你
，and His spirit will come on you.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Let us all together make a concluding prayer.
我们求圣灵、求恩典、求圣灵充满的，都可以到前面来。
For those who wish to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you can come forward.
主耶稣说：“来白白的领受生命的活水。”
Come freely to receive the gift of the water of life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us kneel down together and pray.